This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know what we haven't seen in a good long while? A big energy merger is what, which makes sense. Of course, these are dark days in oil and gas. So it was with some surprise we learned Chevron is going to buy an independent oil and gas producer called Noble Energy for about $13 billion all in. A sign, perhaps, that though oil is down, it is not out. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one.
When oil prices fall sharply, that's usually followed by a wave of mergers and acquisitions, says Jim Burkhard of IHS Markit.
The big oil companies of today, in fact, are the result of oil price weakness in the late 1990s when we saw a big wave of mergers.
When oil prices plummeted back in April, even going negative for a day, they dragged down the value of smaller energy companies. Tom Tsang is the director of the School of Energy at the University of Tulsa. He says Chevron likely saw a deal and pounced on it.
All energy company stocks are down. So to some extent, it is a somewhat of a bargain purchase, I guess you could say.
But in the last few weeks, oil prices have settled at around $40 a barrel. Tsang says if oil companies like Chevron are looking to acquire other energy companies,
at least right now, your thinking has to be the prices will continue to slowly but surely move up. And so if you don't act now, you're going to pay for it in the future.
Oil prices could always fall again or just stay put for a while. Economist Philip Verleger says Chevron is likely most interested in Noble Energy's oil reserves in Colorado, West Texas, and abroad.
And these are reserves that can be produced profitably at $40 a barrel.
But not for all oil companies. Michael Weber is an energy professor at the University of Texas. He says we're likely to see more oil company bankruptcies and more acquisitions as companies try to figure out ways to make drilling more efficient.
And one way to lower the cost and achieve greater efficiency is to consolidate, to have some companies come together so they can share resources.
Weber says Chevron's deal is a sign that there is still life in the oil industry. Even as the pandemic has kept people at home, he says demand for gas, diesel, and jet fuel hasn't gone away. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
The U.S. benchmark, should you be curious, closed right around $40 today in New York, $40.69 a barrel, pretty much, as Justin said, where it's been for a couple of weeks now.